Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Monday, March 15th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Spain continues to mourn. Christian Radio remains ready to minister. Political unrest in Haiti puts short-term missions on hold. And a specialized education method paves the way to ministry in Romania. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. Our newscast begins in Spain, where international security rose following a deadly terrorist bombing last week. The attack killed nearly 200 people, left hundreds more injured, and many facing questions about their own mortality. Transworld Radio's David McCreary says their ministry will provide some of those answers, along with stability. They'll continue broadcasting Bible teaching programs on a partner network.
We just will continue to broadcast our programming from this network, so we don't really think that there are any security issues that will be involved there.
The attack produced a profound sense of horror, anger, and loss throughout the country. McCreary says it goes deeper than that.
There's a spiritual vacuum that exists in Spain. It's being filled by things like secularism, materialism, drugs, even gambling. The evangelical community there is quite small. That's why we feel like radio is so important and can be so effective.
TWR's vision is to reach the world for Christ so that lasting fruit is produced. Next, young people are hearing the gospel in Haiti despite the political unrest that saw a change in leadership. However, the unrest that's hit the nation has caused problems for many ministries. Young Life's Chad Edwards says their Haiti work is partly dependent on outside short-term mission support.
We had planned a short-term trip to Haiti to build our first Young Life club room there. And that trip had to be canceled because of the political unrest. But our leaders report that the Young Life work is continuing even in the midst of the political turmoil.
According to Edwards, this type of unrest and uncertainty can't help but force people to think about their eternal future.
When we have people that walk alongside these teenagers and talk about a God that's never changing and try to introduce them to a relationship with a personal God, especially in times of political unrest, there seems to be an incredible openness.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Vision, alliance, and strategy. All three elements play a key role in the explosive growth of a Romanian Montessori school. Worldwide Christian Schools' Dale Dielman attributes the success of this Christian school to a focus on reaching out to the thousands of street children.
Street children lack two things. Number one, they lack structure in their lives, which the Montessori method helps to bring in. And secondly, they are out of school for a year or two because they're on the streets and their truancy becomes so bad that they fall way behind academically.
Dielman says the school's development stems from a Christian worldview in teaching this highly specialized approach to education.
They also introduce into the course of the day Christian instruction, Bible stories. It has become the first registered Montessori school in the country of Romania.
Meanwhile, mission teams are heading to Romania in June and July to share Christ. Global Missions Fellowship has plans to send seven teams to seven cities in Romania. They're hoping to plant churches, share in evangelism, and work in other ministry opportunities. The teams will be working among Gypsy tribes and other unreached Romanians there. Global Missions Fellowship needs prayer partners to begin praying now. Go to our website to find out how to get involved. And finally, 2003 was an exceptional year for Open Doors with Brother Andrew. Last year, the ministry delivered almost 4 million Bibles, children's Bibles, study Bibles, and other scriptural books to persecuted believers around the world. That's an increase of about 40% over 2002 totals. Also, more than 22,000 pastors and church leaders received intensive training in how to lead their congregations and stand strong in their faith. Pray that even more is accomplished in 2004. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.